Hello, my dear close friends. Welcome to I Hate Talking About Myself. On this podcast, your favorite stars from Netflix series and films interview themselves by pulling questions out of a bowl. We've got a 3-for-1 deal this episode. What do Christina Applegate, James Marsden, and Linda Cardellini all have in common? Well, they all star in the new Netflix original series Dead to Me. Duh. It's a dark comedy about grief and forgiveness. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're going to find out which one of them has been struck by lightning, who wants to be able to breathe underwater. So keep listening to find out more.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I'm on a show called Dead to Me, and I don't like talking about myself very often. Just kidding. Here we go. When's a time in your life when you made a conscious decision not to play it safe? Gosh, I kind of always play it safe to a degree because everything else makes me feel like I might hurt a bone of some kind. Some kind of bone. If someone played you in a movie, who would you want it to be? So easy. Meryl Streep, because she's got the chops.
Thank you. Thank you. It is too small a word.
Let's see. What does this say? What superpower would you like to have and why? The power of becoming invisible at the right time. Like, if you're walking down the beach on a vacation with your children and wearing kind of a not a nice bathing suit, and those people start, they take the pictures of you, and you're white because you just got to the vacation, and your knees are a little saggy because you're 47, I'd like to disappear in those moments.
Hey everyone, I'm James Marsden. I'm in Dead to Me, and I hate talking about myself, but here we go. I actually love talking about myself, but I had to say that. What was your first job? My first job technically was mowing lawns in Oklahoma, but my first acting job was the pilot episode of The Nanny with Fran Drescher. I had two lines. I had to make out with a girl on a balcony and asked to leave the party. Some of my finest work. What's the most adventurous thing you've done? I would probably say running wild with Bear Grylls and rappelling down a 300-foot cliff.
No. Bear, this is ridiculous. How high is this?
Yeah, that is, I don't know. Should we try and get a bit closer?
No.
Do you collect anything? Here we go. Tell us about your prize collection. Or what do you want to start collecting someday? I collect regrets. It's my specialty. No, guitars, watches. I wish I had the means to collect cars, but I don't for the ones that I want. What's your party trick? I'm gonna sound really cocky here. I'm good at arm wrestling. I've never been beat in a beer chug contest. That's great. Make everybody know how much you sit around and drink at bars and arm wrestle. What was the worst flight you ever had? Worst flight I ever had, I got struck by lightning on the way to New Orleans. And we survived. The pilot came on and said, yes, that was lightning, and yes, it did hit us, but the plane is built to absorb it, so we're cool.
Hi, I'm Linda Cardellini from Dead to Me. I hate talking about myself, but here I go. So I'm gonna answer 5 of these questions. I'm picking them out of a bowl here. What piece of pop culture shaped you the most? I have to say, I think when I was a kid, Prince was one of my all-time favorites. And I think there was something about how young I was and his music, there was such a sensuality to it that I hadn't yet discovered in myself. But I found it in watching him and listening to him that I think it helped me sort of grow into a, like, grow through certain phases and sort of discover that about myself. Does that make sense? All right, ready? Another one. How can someone win you over? Showing kindness to somebody who otherwise doesn't receive it. That gets me. You're in forever if I see that. What are the most recently used emojis on your phone and why? It's gonna be a thumbs up because I get sick of typing okay and a thumbs up is easier. It might be a kissy face, just because I feel like it's the emoji feeling of a hug, even though it's a kiss for me. a heart and probably some poop. What superpower would you like to have and why? I would like to be able to breathe underwater. I'd rather do that than fly. Tell us five reasons we should watch your Netflix show or film. Number one, Christina Applegate. She's a treasure. Number two, James Marsden, also a treasure. Number three, Ed Asner, also a treasure. No, there's many other people in it too, but I think it's a tone that is sort of fresh and new. It's a little, it's funny, it's dark, and it's tragic. Number five, it keeps you guessing.
Wow, 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 wow. That was Christina Applegate, James Marsden, and Linda Cardellini. And just like James, I also love arm wrestling contests and winning beer chugging contests. Rock and roll, dude. Absolutely, my man. Well, you guys, that's it. That's the first season of I Hate Talking About Myself. Make sure to subscribe because we've got more seasons up our sleeves. This podcast is produced by Pineapple Street Media and Netflix. Our music is by Hansdale Sue, and I'm Catherine Cohen. I've hosted this season. I've had the time of my life, and I'll miss you.